On the heels of the recently signed budget repair bill, some lawmakers want to get a running start on the state's next spending plan. That would be the two-year budget beginning in 2003. Fiscal analysts predict if the economy doesn't pick up by then, the shortfall between what the state collects and what it spends could be as high as $2.8 billion. Republican Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen has appointed a task force on government spending. The chairman is Representative Scott Gunderson of Union Grove.
I want to make it clear, you know, this is not a witch hunt. You know, some people are concerned that, you know, there's some legislators want to come in and just strip agencies of certain things. That's not my thought here. My thought is that we need to really look at each agency, look at them very clearly, and then let's make some valued decisions here, you know, based on what's in front of us.
The current budget made 5% across-the-board cuts to state agencies, with a few exceptions. Gunderson believes that was a heavy-handed approach and wasn't the best way to save money. Although the Republican opposed a failed plan to consolidate consumer protection into the Justice Department, Gunderson says other agencies might be combined. As for what agencies might be targeted for cuts, Gunderson wouldn't specify, but says he hears most about those with the biggest budgets. That would be departments like Corrections, Transportation, and Natural Resources. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.